Praise God. This afternoon, I want to talk to you about breaking bad habits. And you know, what I'm going to share with you this afternoon is just something that I didn't realize is something that the Lord is continually like working in me. So it's one of those teachings today that, like, when I began studying it, you know, a couple of weeks ago, it just began to like expose a lot of things just for me in my personal life and just the way I move about. And when I'm studying stuff, sometimes I like to like share it with my wife and talk to her about just, hey, I was like, hey, honey, you know, I'm going to be teaching on breaking bad habits, you know? And then every time I was like, I'd get like something that I was looking at, you know, I'd kind of share it with her. But at the same time that I was sharing with her, she too started to remind me of quite a few habits that I have. And I was just like, oh, I should have never gotten into this thing, you know? So it's just like all week long, she'd be like, you have a habit of doing that, and that's a bad habit. And I'm on a journey right now with this lesson. And I don't think she's going to let go even when I get home, you know, for the week. But I receive it because, again, our goal in life as believers is that we should look more and more like Jesus every day. Amen. You know, listen, I here's some thoughts. There are many things that we do in life on a regular basis. And many of those things are habits that don't benefit ourselves and those around us. And so for the purpose of glorifying Jesus with our life, we've got to be willing to identify these bad habits and then break the bad habits. And so what I'm about to teach you is really about God's people breaking bad habits for the benefit of strengthening the body of Christ. First, we need to really understand what a habit is. Most of us, we should know that, but I just want to be practical at some points through this time, but it's a usual way of behaving. Something that a person does often in a regular or repeated way. So it's repeated behavior. So as we look through just some things that we're going to talk about, I hope that this prompts you to really take notice of the repeated behaviors that we have in life. Repeated behavior that we have on the job, repeated behavior that we have at home, you know, repeated behavior that we have here in God's house. Praise God. The first point that I want you to take down, and before I start with this first point, I really want to encourage, we do this in our 1 o'clock service, but I always take a moment and go, pull out your phone. As long as it's on vibrate, you know, as long as it's not going to ring, but take out your phone. If you like just writing the notes in your notepad on your phone, do it. And this is what this teaching service is all about. So, because we can only give you but so much in the few minutes, and we hope that you'll go home and you'll reflect on these notes, take a look at them yourself. If you have a notebook, pen, and paper, go ahead, write this stuff down, and we're trusting that God will reveal further more to you as you take these notes in this time, okay? And don't be texting nobody, all right? You know, just, you know, the only thing you should text right now is like, hey, check out our service right now at 3. It's live. You know, do that real quick, and then that's it. Don't be getting into long conversations. That's a bad habit in the house of God. Praise God. First point I want to look at is habits that benefit nothing very often become bad habits. Habits that benefit nothing very often become bad habits. Like, for example, in my bedroom, I have a chair, and it's my comfy chair, right? I like to get up in the morning, sit down in that chair, read some scripture, pray, study, look out my window, and just sit there, you know? But I have a responsibility in my home most often that when the laundry is done and it comes into our bedroom, it normally falls on me to fold those clothes and to put them away in their proper locations. But I tend to have this habit where if the load is light, I'll just quickly just dump it into the chair. Now, not in and of itself, at least the first time, it's not really a bad habit, right? It's just, but it doesn't benefit anything. But here's how, I'm just giving you this idea, but here's how just a habit that doesn't benefit anything can become a bad habit. So I dump the first little load thinking, it's just a few things, I'll get to it. But then Mrs. Ham does another load. And I haven't even folded the first load. and I've put in this chair. So I'd take the second load. Why not? You know, I'll get to it. And I dump that load in the chair. And before you know it, it's been a whole week, and I got a pile up of clothes in the chair. Clothes that initially served the purpose of clean clothes to be worn and to be put away and prepared to find something to wear. But now I got a bunch of wrinkled clothes all piled up. And sometimes I got to be careful, but then I'm like, now I'm too busy to get to the pile. And now I'm asking my wife, hey, you know, when I go to work at Times Square Church to do the will of the Lord, I was wondering if you could fold those clothes. Now, what seemed like just a simple habit that really didn't benefit anything has now become a bad habit on my part. That now I've come to a place in my life where this bad habit leads me to procrastinate. Where in my procrastination, now I'm just kind of moving about on something I should have done earlier, but I'm complacent about it. And from procrastination to complacency, now I'm just being straight lazy. That's how sometimes habits that don't benefit anything can very often become bad habits. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23, it says, all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. In other words, to help and to build up is beneficial. That should be my intent as I take a really good look at just the things that I do on a regular basis, my regular behavior. Here's another example. Very often, families, maybe initially in the early years, might sit down together at the table and eat a meal. But then a habit develops that maybe not necessarily is a bad habit at first, but very often becomes a bad habit. I don't know about you, but I've seen families and I've been a part at times in my own personal life where when it's time to eat a meal, we all go our separate ways. So the food is cooked. You got the wife. She's just eating her food right there in the kitchen because she's still cooking stuff. So she just make herself a quick, you know how wives sometimes, like, they'll just put a quick little plate of rice and beans and chicken right there in the little bowl and they just kind of eating that as they still cooking. And then the husband, you know, he has a habit of taking his plate. Oh, thank you, honey. It's so wonderful. And heading straight to the television to watch ESPN and eat his meal. Oh, and then your son, he takes his food and he goes to his room because he's in the middle of a PlayStation game online. So he's eating while he's playing PlayStation live. Oh, and then maybe your daughter, there's another TV in another room and she takes that and goes and watches a movie on Disney and she's eating her food there. Or maybe you have another daughter who's like, look, I can't be bothered. I'm on my cell phone right now. I'm Snapchatting, and I can eat my food all at the same time. And everybody creates these habits through the house that are really actually not helpful and does not build up the family structure. And what seemed to be just a habit that really didn't benefit anything now is a bad habit that tears down really what God has called us to do as a family, which is to communicate. To break bread together, to be as one, to have conversation. Fathers, to listen to their sons and daughters. How was your day? How was school? What's been going on? Let me tell you, them sports commentators can't compare to the conversation that you can have with your children. We've got to really take a look at the habits that we have as to whether really are they beneficial? Are they helpful? Do they build up? Number two, self-focus is a major cause of bad habits. Self-focus is a major cause of bad habits. I've got a couple of bad habit lines I want to give you. These are bad habit lines that actually serve self. Bad habit line one, I can take care of it myself. Some of us, we say that. I've been guilty of saying that. I can take care of it myself, which meaning really is saying in my own pride, I don't need your help. which really is saying that there's a lack of trust, a sense of control that prevents healthy dependency, that somebody else would be able to serve you. Another bad habit line, I keep to myself, which really is this desire at times to just live in privacy, which really becomes a life of secrecy without accountability. I keep to myself. But Proverbs 28:13 says this, whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. Here's another bad habit line that we have. I need my space. That line should never come out of the mouth of husbands and wives. Not in that tone. Not out of that heart and attitude. That's a bad habit. Here's another bad habit line. You don't know me. You know you've used that one. You don't know me. You don't know where I've come from. You don't know what block I was raised on. Which is really just an attitude of saying that stuff that is inside of me that doesn't represent Christ, I don't care to give it up. And what you're going to know about me is still just me. It's a bad habit. It's a bad habit to protect those bad habits. Listen, we've got to come to the end of this is just who I am. There's this habit of always making an excuse and saying, this is just who I am. People in general like to say, this is just me, take it or leave it. But that's really a bad habit of justifying bad habits. So for believers in Christ Jesus, it's got to be the end of you. Paul said, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I that lives, but Christ Jesus that lives inside of me. So if that's our boast, then these bad habit lines have got to come to an end. Number three, break bad habits by creating good habits. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4. Break bad habits by creating good habits. You getting these down? Say amen. They're going to start to build on a few things, and I'm really excited about it, and hopefully we'll get through it all. Let me just bring you back to number one so that you got it. Habits that benefit nothing very often become bad habits. In other words, to help and to build up is beneficial. Remember, number two, just in case you missed it, self-focus is a major cause of bad habits. In other words, living for your own good is no good. And now we're at number three. Break bad habits by creating good habits. I've had this bad habit for many years, and the Lord has been dealing with me. I've always had this bad habit sometimes of when people approach me, and maybe you too, I don't know, but people will approach me and go, hey, Brother Dave or Pastor Dave, could you just keep me in prayer? Because like this is what's going on in my life. And for the longest time, I'd be like, yeah, man, you got it. God bless you. And I'd go about my business, and I'd forget to pray for this person. And that's a bad habit. And so in order to break bad habits, we have to create new habits. We got to create new habits. And so here's a good habit that I've been developing. Now, don't all y'all come at me at one time now after I tell you. But now when people approach me and they ask for prayer, and people are kind enough to use the verbiage, could you? giving room to, at some point, could you pray for me? But now, no, if you ask for prayer, I'm going to do my best within the time frame that I have. You know, sometimes I'm shooting to a meeting. Sometimes I need to get to my children because maybe there's something going on that I can't tell everybody who I'm running into, that I need to get to my babies or to my wife. But I'm learning that in order to break this bad habit, I've got to create this good habit. And if you ask for prayer now, I'm very much inclined to just pray for you right then and there. And the prayer, watch, if any of you take up this idea to break that bad habit, the prayer can't be because you're trying to prove to yourself that you no longer have this bad habit, because that means you weren't really focused on that prayer. You were just focused on self again, and you just wanted to look good. Which means if I'm going to create a good habit, it's got to be a good thing. I've got to be sensitive to others, which means when I pray, I've got to mean it. Which means I've got to pay attention to what they just asked for prayer for. I'll ask them, I say, what's your name? So I can refer to their name in the prayer. And then I pray, believing God in faith for that prayer request. And you've got to really look at this very basic principle in regards to everything that we're going through, in regards to really looking at our regular behaviors. How do I counter these bad habits? There's got to be a counterattack with bad habits. Once you and I identify these bad habits, create the good habit. Listen, Paul points out what we as a new man should not do, but he also gives us this guidance of how to replace the old habit with the new. So I'm just going to give you a snapshot real quick of some of these verses in Ephesians chapter 4, 25 through 32. Just listen. Ephesians 4, verse 25. Paul's basically saying this: stop lying and instead speak the truth. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. When you're angry, don't do sinful things. We have a habit of getting angry, and then we make an excuse for our anger to go out and just do something that we shouldn't do. Yes, you're going to get angry, but stop doing that mess. Break that habit of getting angry and then going out and using that as an excuse to just say the wrong thing to somebody. Ephesians 4, verse 28. Don't steal anymore. Instead, work so that you can give to him that has need. It's not about you. It's breaking the self-focus, remember? Ephesians 4, verse 29. Don't let corrupt communication, ugly language, come out your mouth. Stop cursing. Instead, speak things that edify and build up. Ephesians 4, 31 through 32. Y'all better be writing this stuff down. Don't be bitter, wrathful, angry, and the such. Instead, be kind to one another. Tenderhearted, here's the big word, and forgiving. I've got to move on. Here's point number four. Breaking bad habits builds unity in the church. Breaking bad habits builds unity in the church. Acts 2, verse 44 through 47 says this: and all who believed were together. Not some of them, not a few of them, not the ones that always volunteer. All who believed were together, and they had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any who had need. And day by day, attending the temple together, coming into the house of God together, worshiping God together, praising his name together, and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with some of the people. Nope, wrong. All the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. When I say developing, breaking bad habits builds unity in the church, in other words, here's what it comes down to. When we come into God's house, it is either breaking bread versus breaking bad. Here's what I mean by that. The term breaking bad, in and of itself, that phrase, is actually a southern phrase that means to raise a ruckus, to raise some mess, to raise the opposite of heaven. Those two words together, it's an old Southern term, breaking bad. Well, when we break bad habits, it builds unity in the church. So if you and I could come to a place as a body where we come into the house to break bread with one another, it will build us up in unity rather than coming into the house and acting up. And some of us, truthfully, have habits that are bad when we come into the house of the Lord. Pastor Nick Cassidy referred to this a little earlier, so I'm going to bring it back. Some of us, when we come into the house of the Lord, we have a habit of complaining. Some of us, when we come into God's house, we have a habit of judging others. Some of us, when we come into God's house, we have a habit of gossiping. This stuff happens. I know we some good folk up in Times Square Church, but this stuff happens. And we've got to break the bad habit of coming into the house of God and getting worked up. I'm sure there's a few ushers in here that could agree with me and say amen. Folks come up in here, and rather than come in ready to break bread all together in unity to encourage one another in love, we're going straight to the usher and saying, you know what? So-and-so just saved 7 seats across the whole back row. And that's my row. And what you don't know is that so-and-so that saved 7 seats then went to the same usher and said, so-and-so's always talking about me. And before you know it, you got this great church that just from the outside is gathered together, but people are starting to become territorial in their little sections. You're treating your rows like they boroughs. Brooklyn over there, the Bronx over here, the Upper West Side over there, Washington Heights over there, Harlem over here. And you're getting all this little chitter chatter, you know, just everybody talking, looking, everybody's looking at people sideways. You can barely get your worship on because you've been fighting so hard for your territory. Rather than coming into the house of God, breaking bread and having all things in common. And man, how awesome would it be to actually come into God's house and maybe our journey is breaking these bad habits. Maybe this new habit that God would give us would be, who can I see now that's coming in that looks like they've never been here before? And maybe I just decided to save them a seat today. You know, normally I hold it down for my whole crew, you know what I'm saying, because this is what we do in this row. But maybe to break that bad habit so that I don't become territorial, or so that I don't start to build up, just become spiteful towards somebody else who might accidentally take my seat or bump my little pamphlet that falls through the seats, and suddenly the seat ain't saved no more. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And then that poor little lady who never even saw that little pamphlet fall down, now you're looking at her like the devil sent her to mess up your day. Point number 5, we got to move along. And I'm going to ask you to study this stuff later. Point number 5, developing good habits requires a renewal of the mind. Psalm 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Man, that's got to be your declaration. That's got to be your declaration. It's got to be your prayer. Philippians 4:8, could you turn there real quick? Or just listen. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatsoever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, you think about these things. You set your thoughts to those things. In other words, get your mind right and you'll live right. Amen. Point number six. A resurrected life in Christ gives us new habits. A resurrected life in Christ gives us new habits. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. Ephesians 4:22-24. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of the mind. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You can't chase after the righteousness of God as the old man. You can't chase after true holiness as like the old man. In other words, point six is telling us this. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. But in spiritual terms, you can't teach the old man in you new truths. Point number seven. You still with me? Say amen.
Amen.
Point number seven. Sharing the good news is a good habit. There's an answer in Scripture for every bad habit. And in order to create good habits, you have to study God's word. Don't just read it, study it. Meditate upon God's word. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit to help you replace bad habits with good ones. Put off the old man and put on the new man, because time is short. And Paul put it this way in Romans 13:12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. In other words, get in a habit of talking about Jesus. Now let's identify. I'm sure some of you not right now, wheels are spinning, thoughts are running. So quickly can we start thinking about the people that are closest to us about their bad habits, right? And some of you right now, I knew my husband, oh, he should have been here for this teacher. No. I'm not talking about your husband right now. Your husband's not here, okay? You can figure out a way to show him the teaching later. Let's look at ourselves here. God, what do you need to do in me? In me. I've got some bad habits. I've got some things that I do in my regular behavior that don't benefit myself, nor does it benefit the people around me. And are we willing to allow God to renew our mind? Are we willing to say, yes, Lord, this old man in me, I've been protecting it long enough with these bad habits. And we got to come to the end of ourselves and allow Christ Jesus to be glorified. So let's do some replacement work. Worship team, could you come on up? Everybody, could you stand up? Praise God. Look, I'm the first one to come up here. I told you from the beginning, it's really just been just a wake-up call for me as I recognize a lot of the habits that I have that just, they just don't benefit anything. And now the Lord is teaching me to be sensitive to His Spirit, to really take a hard look at just things that I do in life or my perspective in life. And really, God, if it's not beneficial, if it doesn't help, if it doesn't build up, you know, then really, why do I do what I do? And I want to be sensitive to your spirit. I want to be sensitive to my wife and my children, to the body of Christ here, my attitude. And maybe that's some of you. And I pray that you would recognize right now, for not just the remainder of this day, but just going forward, going into this new year. And Lord God, I want to make some replacements. I've got habits that I have. They don't benefit anything. And I've got other habits that they're bad. God, give me the desire renew my mind, that I would live a life with good habits, new habits, habits that glorify your name, habits that draw me further into scripture, habits that lead me to a place where it's me dying daily and you, Christ Jesus, that is living inside of me and just, you know, as we heard this morning, rivers of life flowing out of us that yet this new habit that I have now suddenly, well, I didn't even see it coming, but now I just want to tell people about Jesus. Because I'm dying daily to myself. But in order to really come to that place of just rivers of life flowing out of you and pouring out of you and just being able to be a light, it's a dark time. So now let's put on the armor of light and say, yes, God, here I am. I'm gonna be a spokesman for you. I'm gonna be an ambassador for you. I'm gonna talk out loud about you. And that's gonna be one incredible habit that I have. But before you can do that, you gotta identify the bad habits. And they need to be broken right now. And I want invite you to come down here before the Lord. I want you to keep it real. Let's break the habits. You know what they are. You make your way down here. You got bad habits? You got habits that don't benefit anybody? Come down here. You got habits in your home? Let's break them. Say, God, I'm breaking this habit right now. I'm putting on the new man. I'm done. I've got some stuff that I always tend to do on a regular basis, and it's got to end right now. It's got to be broken. You make your way down while we worship. Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we recognize habits in our life that represent the old man. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us for making excuses for the bad habits that we've kept in our life. Habits that have hindered our witness. Jesus, I thank you because you're merciful, you're kind, and you're gracious. And Lord, we believe that those of us here who you have saved because of your finished work on the cross in salvation in Christ Jesus, we are a new person. We're a new creature. And I thank you, Lord, because as a new person, you've given us new habits to study your word, to live out your word. God, give us the habit of walking in faith. Put a new habit in us to declare your glory. Lord, let it be a new habit in us to tell others about Jesus Christ. I thank you, oh God, for everyone that's here in the house of the Lord that has found refuge here. Lord, let every bad habit be broken now. In your name I pray. Broken. Broken. Anything that we do that comes out of our sin nature, anything that we're doing that really just exalts and glorifies our flesh, let that thing be broken right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Awesome. And we lift our heads up this afternoon and say, ah, thank you, God. Thank you, God. I'm a new person in you. Thank you, Lord. And God, I pray right now that we would be a church and a body that builds one another up, that chooses to make habits that are helpful in building up one another, that we would break bread rather than break bad, that we would look to one another, share and have all things in common, pray together, come into the house of the Lord together, meet at each other's houses and read scripture and pray and talk to you, God. Lord God, teach us how to forgive, Lord Jesus, just as you, oh God, have forgiven us through the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord God, change us, Lord God, that our habits would reflect the character of Christ, oh God. I give you all the glory and the honor. We praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, again, for your presence that's been here from this morning and on. And we thank you, God, for what you're going to do this evening. Thank you, Lord God. It's all you. It's all you. It's all you. All glory to your name. We praise you, oh God. In your name we pray. Amen.